Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil sharpener.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM.
We are about to do another thrilling installment of Kira's Diary. Now, you may wonder what Kira's... I mean, to say, Kira's Diary, what's that? I know this show's pretty happening, so this Kira's Diary thing must be pretty cool. Well, I'll tell you what it is. A few years ago... God, this was actually genuinely years ago at this stage. We were joking once, and somehow Kira's Diary came up. I have no idea how. I genuinely don't. I must go back to the first thing, how this actually happened. And we said, geez, we should bring in Kira's Diary and read it. And since then, I mean, the rest is history, as they say.
You know, Chris, I actually met somebody today and he said, oh, you're Kira from Chris and Kira. And I said, yeah, I am. And he goes, my mum is a massive fan of the TV. And I was like, okay, he's got the wrong Chris and Kira. Not a chance, you know.
Yeah.
And she goes to like a choir practice or music practice or something at night. So when she's driving home in the car, she listens to the two of us. And he goes, you're the girl that, you know, reads out her teenage diary. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, my mother thinks it's hilarious.
Wow.
And I was like, well, you can tell your mother now that you met the very well, sane individual that was, you know, the teenager that wrote Kira's Diaries.
You were trying to like emphasize to him that you're now a well-adjusted...
Like, yeah,
like,
make sure and tell your mum that I'm cool, yeah? Basically, that's what I try to say to him.
So. Did you get his mom's name?
No, I didn't, actually.
Well, that's... You missed out.
His name was David.
Well, hello, David's mother. You can give David's mom a big shout-out.
From Wexford.
Yeah, there you go. David's mom from Wexford who goes to choir practice. A big hello to you. Hey, okay, how about this? Here's what's going to happen. Kira is going to read out one of her old diaries from when she was a young lady trying to make sense of this crazy and uncertain and confusing world that we live in. What?
It's still crazy, it's still uncertain, and it's still confusing, the world we live in.
Oh, it doesn't get any easier. Mm. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, this diary...
Sorry, I don't mean to put a dampener on all those hopeful people listening.
You see, this is Kira's life now.
But so not like, a lot has changed.
No, the diary doesn't have a happy ending, as you can see. I mean, look at us here.
I think I'm a bit more cynical now.
Yeah, probably. Mm. If you wrote Kira's diaries now, they'd probably be a lot less pleasant. There's a certain kind of fun naivety to them from back then. Mm. So, look, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to get you your melodramatic music, and I will just come over here like this. I'll turn my mic down. It'll be all up to you, Kira. And I say this every week. If at any point you become overwhelmed or... the emotion just kind of becomes too much for you. We'd all understand, because I know
Thanks,
that this
Chris.
Must be difficult to go back
well,
in time like this.
This is where I do something illegal.
Oh, shit. So. Oh, no. All right. Well, how about this? We get the music, and Kira, whenever you're ready, please take your time, because I know this is tough.
Dear Diary, I feel like crap. My tongue is sticking to the roof of my mouth, and my eyes are like what my Uncle Jim would call two piss holes in the snow. Writing is kind of difficult for me right now, as the words are kind of swirling all over the page.
Oh.
I'd imagine this is what it was like for Anne Frank, hidden in that annex awaiting being found by Hitler's forces.
Exactly.
For me and Anne Frank share something in common. I too think I may be arrested, as I've done something so illegal.
Oh shit.
I think my parents might have copped on to something as well. I made excuses to eagerly go to bed and muttered something like I was tired and needed to go and read the rest of my Babysitter's Club books, which in hindsight wasn't such a good idea, as I haven't read those books since I was 13, and I'm nearly sure my mother donated them all, against my wishes, may I add, to the local library. No wonder she gave me such weird looks. Oh man, they're so on to me, it's not even funny. Anyway, I better give you a recap of what went on tonight. Half of me is delirious with joy because I spent time with John and I think there were some seriously intense feelings between us. The other half of me thinks that I might be going to jail and I'm pretty sure God may also be judging me right now too.
Oh no.
It all started after Rebecca and I had been over at our older sister's watching this amazing show called Sex and the City. Oh my God. It's like this totally amazing TV series which my mum won't let me watch, and it's about these four single women in New York who get up to all sorts of shenanigans and don't need men to be happy in life.
Yeah.
They even have sexual relations with men that they've only just met in a bar. They are like
Kira would never do that, by the way.
Oh. They are like so liberated. Rebecca says that I am mostly like Charlotte, but with the drama that I sometimes go on with, she can see elements of Carrie in me. We both agree that Lucy is definitely Samantha in this situation. Anyway, we decided to go to the local shopping centre because Rebecca said she was sure that glitzy bits had necklaces with names on them like Carrie does in Sex and the City.
Cool.
And we kind of figured the rest of the girls in school would think we were pretty trendy if we were arriving to school on Monday with these necklaces. So we headed off. As soon as we got to the shopping centre, who did we spot but John and a couple of the lads from school, including Johnny Limp, who Rebecca's gone steady with. John looked at me, and the only way I can describe it is if I was present when Moses parted the Red Sea for his people to pass through safely away from the Egyptian pharaoh trying to kill them. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
That's quite a metaphor, well, quite an imagery. Yes.
We smiled at each other, and then the lads said they were going down to the river to hang out, so me and Rebecca went with them. We were down by the benches, and John sat beside me and was asking me, did I know anything about joints? Did I know anything? I mean, hello. I was like the queen of joints in woodwork class. Oh, I started listening at how I could do a groove joint, a dovetail joint, a mortise and tenon joint. And then John started laughing and told me I was really funny. And then him and the lads started rolling some weird tobacco with some papers.
What?
And then asked me and Rebecca, did we have any cardboard to make a roach? Finally, I copped to what was going on. I was about to partake in something completely illegal,
wow,
which generations of teenagers before me had come through.
Hold on.
Peer pressure. Before I knew it, the joint was past my way. I looked at John, then I looked at Rebecca, then I looked back at John and thought to myself, if this gets me the shift, and if John will think I'm cool, so be it. I inhaled and started coughing and my eyes were stinging. John put his arm around me. I knew I had done the right thing. It was passed around a couple of times
more.
At this stage, me and John had shifted, and I'd even tried to go for some front boobage. But at that stage, something strange came over me. I felt like I was sinking through the floor. I went deathly pale, and I was sweating more than Rebecca does in PE class. Then I got really paranoid and thought everyone was laughing at me. But they were in fact just laughing at a rock that looked like Marge Simpson. The next thing I know, I'm getting sick into the river, and John is holding my hair back.
Oh no!
Rebecca told me afterwards that I pulled what's known as a whitey.
Oh,
John told me that I inhaled too much too soon. Rebecca walked me home after that. She was giving out about John, saying that he's such a crusty. I think that might mean a bit of a hippie. Oh, people and their stereotypes. Just because he's a vegetarian and likes to smoke weed doesn't mean he's a hippie. I didn't mention to Rebecca that before I got sick, John mentioned growing dreadlocks. So
wow.
Now I'm up in my room with my tongue stuck to the roof of my mouth. I'm pretty sure that the Gardaí are going to knock at the door and arrest me. My parents are going to ground me for life after this. And do you know who I blame for this? Carrie frickin' Bradshaw. Her and her stupid necklace and horse-like features. But still, at least John and I shared such an emotional connection. It's love. It's like real, true love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I'm sleepy, dear diary. Love, Kira.
Do you know what I love about this diary?
Well,
it is happy, and it does have a happy ending, because Kira completely changed herself and took drugs to please a man. So, I mean, isn't that a cool story? This is really sad. You're like the woman in the Ed Sheeran A-Team video.
Okay, Chris, I wouldn't go that far.
That's what it
was. A couple of jags of a joint on the next thing, yeah.
You're a crack whore.
Mm-hmm.
Kira, thank you.
You're welcome.
Chris and Kira. 2FM.